Hey, Ines, we are back for another week, another episode.
I love how we just discussed about not making a cringe entrance into this podcast. And then you did this like, hey, bro, kind
of entrance. I might delete it because I don't know how to start.
Like, felt cute. Might delete later.
Especially since we've already said hi to each other. It's not like there's a screen between us that gets removed and we're like, oh, hi. We've said hi. We've like talked for 15 minutes before hitting play.
Maybe.
Or record, I mean.
When I come into the space here, when we record, we should just be mute until the mic comes on.
Yeah, I think so.
And then we do our catch up on air.
Exactly. But okay, then speaking of catch ups, let's just kind of give each other the quick brief of our, well, latest week, basically. Highs and lows.
It's been a good week. It's been a hectic week. We have a lot of stuff going on at work. I feel like I always say that, but we really do. Like,
yeah, you do.
There's never a down period right now, but it's fun. I like it that way. High of the week was all the fun stuff that's happening. And we went to an event or like an after work with the female network here in Malmö that we're both in. And that was very nice. Met some inspiring women and had good conversations.
It was really
and,
good.
Just some nice... a nice time. So that was a good Friday. The low has been that cold season is officially upon us. So
I love it.
When you have a germ spreader such as a child that's in daycare, that affects him and me, and it did, and we've just been snotty, and you know, I missed a brunch with you guys on Saturday because of it. So that was my low. But I'm here now, I feel better.
Yeah.
That was my week in short.
Plus, hey, I mean,
oh yeah. Oh my God.
Big news.
It feels like that was like 5 years ago. I became an auntie last week.
Yes.
Insert claps.
Yes. And I just got to see her on FaceTime.
Yes.
So beautiful.
We got a little girl. Well, my sister and her boyfriend got a little girl, but I'm including myself in it. And we're so happy. And my son is over the moon and obsessed with her.
Nice.
And so are we all. And it's really fun.
Oh, so happy for you.
Thank you.
Like, just now when we saw her on FaceTime, I was like, are they really that tiny? It's crazy how we forget. Like,
I feel like mine never was, but
I know
he was
for
a fact. Because I remember even the clothes we brought that I was like,
yeah, we're too
no
big.
Child could ever possibly fit in this. This must be so small. We're too big. So my boyfriend had to run to like Lindex and buy a number 50.
Exactly, because they were just tiny.
Because everything was too big.
But then again, I mean, then there are people who give birth to, like, pumpkins that are, you know, 5 kilos. But yeah, we weren't those.
We have one of them in our group.
Yeah, we have two.
And she's the tiniest of us.
Yeah, I just
I don't understand how she squeezed.
Well, tiny women birth huge babies.
Do they?
And then, like... But bigger women birth tiny babies. I mean,
are you trying to say that I'm a bigger woman?
But you and I are bigger than these two friends. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true.
We're a bit more curvy. Like, they're just tiny women.
We have them childbearing hips, girl.
Exactly. And then we, like, give birth to these tiny babies. But maybe, like, all the calories go to us.
Truly, I do believe so. My hips have still not recovered 2.5 years later. Goddamn. But yeah, how's your week?
Well, okay, I guess my highs as well, I mean, just like yours, the network event, that was great, meeting some new women. Then the brunch that you missed, that was nice, quality time. And, I mean, other than that, a high is that I haven't actually traveled for work for a while, so it's been nice to really, like, just be at home and relax a bit. And the low, to be honest, it was, like, football class with my son on Sunday.
Because he sucked.
God, not that he sucked. Like, this was another level. Like, this was another level. But I blame myself. Because we went. It wasn't the first time. And then there was one kid that, like, you know, from get-go, he was, like, all over the floor crying and, like, not wanting to pay attention. And his poor mother, I could see, you know, was, like, kind of sweating and a bit embarrassed. And I was like, oh, thank God my kid isn't doing that. And he started off well, like following instructions, you know, grab the ball, kick it, do this, pick it up, run and whatever.
Is it that advanced at that age already?
It isn't. That's
is it
the
like
thing.
That
it's
jungle
like
jungle gym, gympa or
exactly.
Whatever?
Oh, they just like run around. But it's like, hey, while you're running around, kick a ball, you know, in between. And he was doing fine. And then at some point, because he missed his nap that day, he literally just like lay down on the floor and started like rolling. So from one end to the other of the room, and I was like, no, I get up. And he was like, look at me, mom, I'm rolling. And I was like, yes, and you're very good at it. I need you to be less good at rolling on the floor and a bit better at standing up and kicking the ball. So this went on for like 40 minutes.
Oh my God.
And then like we left, I think 5 or 10 minutes earlier and just like got into the car and I'm like, I'm not doing this again. I can't.
I mean, exercise is exercise. So he did some sort of movement.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was all sweaty.
A win is a win, okay, at this age.
But for me, the way I am, like, I realize I'm not going to be the parent that's like, hey, the important thing is that you have fun. I'm going to be the one that's like, why the fuck is that kid better than you? Like, you need to practice more.
That's what my boyfriend always says. He's like, we will not be handing out any participation awards
never,
in this family. And
I'm
like,
never.
But he's like, no.
I never got one. So he's not getting money either. Like, if he doesn't enjoy something, quit. You know, if you're not good at it, like, find something else. But, like, don't go there and think.
Unless you excel and go pro level. Don't engage in it.
Exactly.
Is that what you're
trying
to say?
I'm definitely not going to be engaging in it. Like, spending, like, all my Sundays watching him roll around on the floor. Like, no thank you.
You can do that at home and not
exactly.
pay for it.
It's pretty expensive, too. So I'm like, no. I could have been, like, doing something else. I think I would rather roll around on the floor. Like, I've earned it to just, you know.
I forgot another thing that happened, by the way, while we're on the topic of engaging. I don't know why I do this. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Mm-hmm. I really don't have the time, but we had like a parental conference or whatever beginning of last week. Mm. And lo and behold, guess who volunteered to be on the parent council?
Oh, you did 100%. Like, why wouldn't you?
Twice per half year.
You probably had both of your hands up in the air. Like,
pick me. And then I called my mom and I was like, so I joined the parental council. She was like, what is wrong with you? Like, are you nuts? You don't even have time for the stuff that's in your life right now. I was like, yep, I know, but I'm trying to better his environment. She was like, You're just nuts.
But actually, I think it's a good thing you're doing that because I have a lot of feedback for Noah's school.
Me too, I give it already.
I've missed all those meetings.
I mean, I give it at pick up and drop off, so I might as well do it in a formal space.
Where you can maybe like impact even more.
So add it to my CV now.
That's good. Hmm? Good. What is our topic of the day? You've been texting me stuff and articles that I haven't really had a chance to read, but tell us.
Yes, so today's my turn to... I've been walking around thinking about this because, like I said, my sister just gave birth and became a mom. And we work at the same company, actually. And that got me thinking, like, because she's not the only one. We have, like, 3 people in just our team right now that are currently on maternity. God. And one just came back, like, a week ago. So it's been a lot of, you know, movement towards maternity and pregnancies and stuff like that. And then I started reflecting over that. And this was just a thought in my mind when I couldn't sleep. But now I found proof that this is true. So I want to discuss it and lift it up today. Basically, I was thinking, like, every time I've been in an environment... Mm-hmm. All the pregnancies and maternity leaves at a company that I worked at either happen at the same time or they don't happen at all. Like, there's a down period and nobody is pregnant.
Babies, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, all you see is, like, pregnancy bumps everywhere across the board. True. And I'm like, is this, like, a phenomenon or is it just me imagining this?
Mm-hmm.
But the article I sent you that you haven't read is that there was actually a study conducted on this. It was like at the University of Cologne or something. Mm. And it's saying that you're more likely to get pregnant if your colleagues get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a part of this like social learning and social pressure. And we are like, it could be looked at for like, for example, like the social learning theory explores that a behavior can be acquired by like observing and imitating others. So for example, if you see something on a commercial, you do the same or you buy that product or whatever.
Yeah.
The same can
you're
be
like
applied.
Exactly.
So the same can be applied to pregnancies. And I just found it so interesting that there's actually like, okay, I'm not saying it's scientifically.
No, but
it's
studies.
It's research. Somebody else has raised and not just my crazy mind in the middle of the night. And I was just like, have you experienced this? And then that brought me to think about the next step of this. Whether we like it or not, I think employers often look at, and we've been, we've talked about this before in the podcast and our previous workplace and stuff. I don't know, primarily it's like males asking the question, but you know, if there's a recruiting process going on and stuff that came to came to mind when I was thinking about this, you know, a lot of the times I've heard questions being thrown around the table in previous mm-hmm. workplaces, like, how old is she? Does she have a partner?
Yeah.
Would she be like in the birth giving age soon? Is she a liability?
Exactly.
Where
just like if you have two kids that are like 10 and 12, you are a good candidate because you're probably not going to be having any more, and your kids are big enough that you don't have to really take time off.
Exactly.
To take
care of them. I just always thought that the question was so ridiculous. Because if you're investing in talent, mm-hmm. you're doing it long term, right?
Yeah.
So that's a very short period of someone's career or potential career
in the long
your company.
Run, yeah, it is.
But then again, when I read this, I was like, or are they like, is it okay? Mm. I mean, is it, what's it called? I can't find the word. Like, is it okay for them to think in those lanes? Because imagine if you have a team of like 10, 30-year-old women. Everyone leaving at the same time. Obviously, that becomes a costly, like, exercise for the company. So is there any part of that line of questioning that would ever be okay? And I just wanted to, like, pick your brain because I've been really thinking about this. It's really intriguing to me.
Well, I think for sure that, like, I can relate to seeing that pattern. Like, one person turns up pregnant and, like, give it a few weeks or months, second, third, like, a bit of a kind of domino effect in a way. And I think I would say this more, that it depends what business or industry you're in, because probably certain jobs will have a very similar group, like demographically speaking. Whereas if you go to, I don't know, let's say certain governmental institutions, you have everyone from the age of 25 to 60.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not as obvious in the sense that pattern, you know, it won't be as big of a group. But definitely, like in the workplaces I've been, it feels like there were always 5, 6, 7 people pregnant at the same time, as if like it just triggered something. I can't relate to being in a group where everyone was getting pregnant and then, you know, I felt, oh, I have to as well. Like, you and I got pregnant, but like,
Didn't know exactly.
And then we both got pregnant, like, well, many years after some of our other friends.
Yeah.
And I don't know, at least for me, I didn't really feel the pressure at all. I was more like, oh, cute. There seems to be a lot of people having babies. But hey, they're most often they were older than me. So I felt like I'm not there yet.
It felt far away.
Yes. But then when I was pregnant, it's also a bit like, you know, when you start noticing something, you can't stop, right? Like, this goes for everything. If you start thinking about all the people that are wearing red lipstick, you're going to think the whole city is full of people with red lipstick. And that's how I felt then. I was like, oh my God, everyone is pregnant.
The attention.
All the influencers, celebrities.
That too.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a trend thing and I'm in it, you know? Everyone's pregnant. But
I mean, granted, when we were pregnant, there was actually a trend because the pandemic.
It was pandemic,
so
exactly.
It was
we're
like
so
an
bored.
Uprising.
Yes, so everyone
babies.
Like, that's the only thing you could do. But like, say now, okay, post-pandemic, we have kids, and I'm starting to see people getting pregnant, like actually with like their third kid,
wow,
right?
Okay.
And this again is also like influencers or people I know, but not in my company, not where I work. Mm-hmm. But I am noticing it. But what I find is, it does not intrigue me at all. Mm-hmm. So I completely filter it out. I don't think about it more than, oh God, a third kid. Why would you do that to yourself? You know? Because I can't relate. I just cannot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm happy for you, but I can't relate. What I instead am noticing, but again, I think this is like, you attract what you put out, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm noticing now is all the people around me that have actively chosen to only have one kid. Right?
Interesting.
So like right here in this very building, right, there's different companies, different people, and I've talked to some women and men, and just through conversation they've actually said, oh no, we're only having this one kid, like we've decided that, and we weren't even sure like we were gonna have any at all, but we're stopping here now. I'm seeing a lot of that.
But that's so interesting, because I feel like that's a conversation nobody has generally.
No, true.
The
maybe
socially
it's 'cause I'm so
acceptable,
freaking outspoken.
Normative conversation to have is like, when's the next one?
Yeah.
I never hear people being like, one and done, bro. Like, that doesn't happen. And I don't know if because there's a little bit of shame or like, I think people get questioned a lot. If you're not in that space together.
For sure.
Like, why?
Exactly.
Don't you want them to have a sibling?
Exactly. And
la,
that's
la, la,
the
la,
follow-up comment or question. So I think people will not voluntarily just say it. Mm-hmm. But like if I'm starting a conversation and someone's like, oh, you know, I have a 2-year-old. And then I'll say, like, oh, yeah, me too. But, you know, God, I could never imagine having another kid right now. Then they'll be like, yeah, you know what? We decided not to have anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, interesting. So I'm noticing that. But again, this is because that's what I'm giving out. Yeah. So I will attract the same. Whereas probably if I was like, oh, God, I really want another baby, then I would be seeing and being part of this baby, like, boom, kind of.
Yeah,
because I don't see pregnant women around me. So I would say more like now I don't know if that study brings that up, but I think it's more like it takes one person to trigger the action of someone else. But they have to have had the thoughts already, you know?
It didn't say, like, it just said that, you know, the social pressure could be a reason for the contagion of pregnancies among colleagues, and that, you know, many individuals may change their attitudes towards having children in order to conform to social norms. So even if they weren't thinking about it, they start thinking about it. And unfortunately, of course, this study was revolving around basically this mostly affects women, of course, because we're the childbearers and we fall into the pressure most of the time, which is a shame. But yeah, but they were doing some studies as well, like thinking of would this impact now, this was done like a little after COVID and stuff, and would this more remote kind of like working space affect those tendencies? And they said that no, like it would be enough for you to see someone on Zoom or like see them post about it on social media to trigger this colleague pregnancy boom.
So which interesting. Is interesting because there's also a lot of people working remote that you don't even know they're pregnant until they leave because you don't see their belly unless they talk about it. But I want to say something else, like in terms of the baby booms, or, you know, when there's, it seems to be like a flood of pregnant women around you. I also think that, like, if you're feeling kind of pressured to having a first baby or a second, that's probably because of your age, or that, you know, if you have a kid already, this whole thing with like, oh, don't you want to give your kid a sibling? Mm. Don't wait too long, or, you know, you're not getting any younger. But I also want to say that I think a big contributor to this pressure is social media. Mm-hmm. Because the majority of parents out there, like, I'm sorry if you're offended, but I would say that anyone listening to this who's a parent is 100% contributing to this picture. That parenting is easy, that parenting is beautiful, and becoming a parent is the most amazing thing you could ever do. Mm. That's the picture everyone wants to portray, because it's a nice one. It makes you look good, right? Mm-hmm. And then you'll give everyone else the impression that, like, oh, God, I'm not ready, but it, you know, it seems to be so amazing and everyone else is doing it. So, hey, let's just get naked and, you know, get to business. But it's not that easy. Mm. Right.
That's interesting, because I said that to you before here as well. One of the things that this study said was like that colleagues influence each other's fertility decisions because they learn from them about like consequences of becoming a parent and how parenthood influences like your work and your life and blah, blah. And I was saying to you before, I was like, how would that make them want a baby more?
Because they're lying.
Then it's exactly what you said. Like, they're nobody shows the real picture of what it actually is.
No one does.
Is.
Like, seriously. So, first of all, let's say, of course not when you're pregnant, because everyone just wants to be nice and not upset you. But let's say before. And if you meet someone that's a parent or just became a parent, came back from mat leave, whatever, and you're like, oh, you know, how is it being a parent? Most often you'll hear, it's so cozy. And
we're,
you know,
in the baby bubble.
We've gone for walks and we've had coffee and, you know, we're this little cute family and everything is great. And we've been able to travel and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So it really sounds like an upgrade in your life. Right. And that's what I thought. Because that's the answer I would get, you know. And look at these pictures, like my cute little baby. No one tells you that, you know, they shit constantly, that you're up every 3 hours to either, you know, breastfeed,
I mean,
or
every three if you're lucky.
Exactly. All those things. And like the pressure it puts on your relationship, your hormonal imbalance, like no one really talks about that. And of course, then when you hear this, you're like, oh, God, I'm missing out. And, you know, hey, I should jump on the wagon and I need to get to that upgraded state of life. And everyone does it all the time. Like, if you just like kind of try to listen in even now to these conversations, I just want to like jump in and be like, stop lying. Just stop lying. Or at least like tell the whole truth. Don't just give like the fuzzy, bubbly, nice things, you know.
Well, we do.
Yeah, so I give all the negatives. Here. Like, I think I need to sometimes give positives as well. But no,
I think you do as that's well. You give a nuanced image.
Yeah, but I mean, it is tough. That's why I think also, like I'm saying, I choose to not see the pregos with baby number two, mm-hmm. like second round. I choose to see the ones that are like, hey, one is enough.
I think I'm really in the in-between land. I see both. Yeah. I just take everyone in right now. And actually, at work now, I'm just waiting for the next group to be like, babe, boom, babe, boom, babe, boom.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that, I have to tell you something.
Are you pregnant?
No, but... Or I don't know. But, like, no. Like, no.
This is real time.
I have no idea what's about. So, babe, if you're listening...
Happy birthday, Dad.
No. So, like this. You remember a few episodes ago, I said I started with a pill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was really excited. How's that going for you? I don't know. No, but okay. I think it's going good. I mean, I'm feeling fine, or I was feeling fine. Mm-hmm. But like, I'd forget it a few times here and there, and then we were intimate. We made love.
Okay.
And I was like, God, I haven't really been taking the pill exactly the same time every day, and like, I missed the day.
I never did that. What do you mean?
No, but you're supposed to take it like within the same like hour. Like if you take it 5 p.m.
12 or 24 hours, I was like, I'm good. I took it.
But because it was like very early on. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm on like month two or something. Mm-hmm. And I think I freaked myself out. So now I started like these last days kind of imagining things. And I'm like, oh God, I'm feeling tired in the same way that I felt when I was pregnant last time, or like the other day I was so nauseous out of the blue, and I was like, why? And but I think I'm just like really freaking myself out. But I did, like, at some point, like in at night when I went to bed, I was like, oh my God, what if I am pregnant?
What if you are?
I'm not keeping it.
Okay.
Like, wow, that was a fast answer. Like, babe, if you're listening to this, of course we're gonna talk about it and make a mutual decision. Blink. It's my body, my rules.
Oh. I was here first, husband, so I will make the decision with her, okay?
God, no. So, yeah, that's...
Wow.
But, like, I don't even know what I'm going to do. Like, in the sense of, should I just go buy a test and, like, calm my nerves, or should I just wait it out?
Just wait until your period, whatever.
Yeah.
Should be coming.
But, no, but my period doesn't come. That's the thing with this pill.
Well, in that case, I would say go buy, come buy a test, honey.
Yeah. Because
good luck to you.
Yeah, no, but it's a funny little twist, like making this podcast exciting. And it's like to be continued.
We're following your life in real time.
Yeah, no, but I think that's just a way of like freaking myself out.
If
you
do a test, can you put up on our story? We can see the result.
Yeah, sure. Like, why not? Like, I really don't care. I mean, even if it would be positive, I'd share it. And even if I decided to like end it, I'd share it as well, because I'm honest in that sense.
Yeah,
I know it's like something that gets a lot of hate or disagreement, but that's just what it is. But enough about me. Let's just kind of roll back to what we were talking about.
I basically just needed to air this because I thought it was super interesting.
Yeah, because they made
and I'm so intrigued by this study as well. They made like a simulation of what it would be if we weren't affected, and according to their simulation, obviously it's a you don't know, but the world population would like decrease by almost 6%.
Oh, come on!
Isn't that crazy?
But isn't that necessary?
I mean, it is necessary. So stop affecting people, says I, who have had a child and brought it into the world, adding to the world population. But, you know, I'm just saying it's quite an interesting thought.
And
I want to know if our listeners have experienced or noticed the same things in their workplaces. And I know I will for sure be keeping like top of mind.
Or with their friends, even. Like, you know, we have friends who had their second baby now.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who had their first before us anyways, but... I don't see that really affecting us. Like, we've been with them, we've held the babies, we've watched them.
Absolutely not.
But it's not like...
We've said this before. If anything, it's the other way.
Exactly. Again, I think it's all about, like, what side of it are you choosing to see? Now, you're maybe, like, in between some days, but I think it's obvious for everyone what side I'm seeing.
And also maybe it's how, like, impressionable you are. I don't know.
Am I impressionable?
Not at all.
Ugh. Kind of that was the biggest compliment. Confirmed. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I think...
thanks for airing this with me. I needed it.
Thanks for airing. I think... Thank you for bringing up the topic. But then also, I just want to end by telling everyone out there, like, no matter if you're a parent, a parent-to-be, doesn't matter. Just, like, you know, give people in your closest environment the, like, just unfiltered truth and your thoughts, you know? Mm-hmm. Just tell it like it is, and you're doing everyone a favor and just kind of contributing to a nicer world, a more honest mm-hmm. world. Yeah.
And think twice if you're doing something for you or because your environment is pointing you in that direction. That's what I've learned from this.
Good. Another great episode has come to an end.
Here we go again. You could no. be like a sport commentator.
I could. Your... I'm a bit like high on energy right now. I've hosted a workout for my team today. Mm-hmm. And I was so good. So I'm just kind of living.
What
on
kind
that
of workout? Like a physical workout.
A physical workout. Oh, yeah. Okay. It was like
at the gym?
Yeah, here. We have access to the gym.
It couldn't be me. I could never work in your team.
No, you could. You could. And you would. Like, it's the best.
I could never.
We've already talked about this. There is no better place to be than with me. Okay, well, we're done for today, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Yeah, and you too.
Bye.